The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey, you know what? I know somebody who got things right this week. A lot of people drafted some Bulldog players. Let's get into the Bulldog beat.
How about them dogs?
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, marks on like 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou. Presented by Georgia's own credit union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yep, the Dogs wound up with 8 players drafted this weekend. A couple of first-rounders, obviously, in Bowers and Mims. We'd wondered whether or not McConkey might get into the first round. Didn't, but you knew it wouldn't take long into the second round. Winds up going to the L.A. Chargers in a trade-up there for the 34th pick in the draft. Kamari Laster also going in the second round to pick 10. Javon Bullard, second round, pick 26. Those guys going to the Texans and to the Packers. And then Tyke Smith went to the Bucks. In the third round of the draft, Cedric Van Pran and then Zion Logue with the Falcons. So you wind up with a total of 8 overall, and then other guys who are going to get their chances with teams. If you're the Dogs year in, year out, this is just kind of going to be expected. But the fact that you can consistently just know every year you're going to be churning out picks like this, I think is a really important part of things. And sometimes there's fans who kind of look at it and say, I don't care so much about what happens to them when they get to the pros. I'm not a pro fan. You don't need to be a pro fan to still appreciate that it's really important that you get your players drafted. It's not the absolute be-all and end-all of judging whether or not somebody was a good college player when they're drafted in the NFL. There's guys that get drafted in the NFL that are drafted on raw talent that weren't particularly good college players, and there's guys who are great college players, but whatever, they're 2 inches shorter than the NFL wants, or that arm length is an inch shorter than the NFL wants, and they don't get picked. But 8 all the way around, pretty solid day, solid weekend, I guess, for the Dogs. Also wanted to make note of a Bulldog baseball. 1 of 3 over the weekend against number 1 Texas A&M, but Charlie Condon continues to just absolutely wreak havoc. 28 and 29 homers now hit for him. That breaks Gordon Beckham's single-season record for home runs, as well as his career mark for home runs. So Charlie Condon just having an unbelievable run right now with Georgia. But if you're a Dog fan, look, number one team in the country, you at least got a game. That's the biggest thing, is just not getting swept in any of these weekend series. To get one is perfectly fine given the circumstances that they were working with. So I think you feel good about that. And again, just if you're a Dog fan, watch the Condon show while you still can, because I saw a thing saying at this point he might wind up being the number one overall pick. I don't know if that'll turn out to be true or not, because who knows how things go with the baseball draft, assignability. A lot of factors go into how teams decide who they want to go with. But there's at least a thought that he could be hitting his way into that conversation. And the fact that he's doing what he's done after taking a redshirt a couple of years ago, just kind of amazing. So I appreciate what he's doing over there in Athens in the limited time that you have got.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.